all night long.
The politics of health care. We'll be talking about it. Obama spreading the message, this time in Ohio. $58 million wagered on office pools. Are you involved? Don't feel bad if you're not. Remember, nail the score tomorrow in our next show, in our third hour, your chance to win some fabulous prizes. And speaking of those pools in the NCAA tournament, Steve Budin, the CEO of PickNation.com, joining us in another 15 minutes here on the show. And here we go again with who's going to pay for a celebrity's funeral. This time it's Corey Haim. How sad is that? That, I mean, look at the King of Pop. The city of Los Angeles arguing about the huge, extravagant memorial service they put on for him. Now, Corey Haim is nowhere in the league of Michael Jackson, but you would think somebody would be able to pony up some bucks. There is a memorabilia company that's willing to front the $20,000. We'll talk about that. And also the city of Toronto somehow is involved in this story as well. Kate Delaney, and of course the name of the show, America Tonight. We like to say we're coast to coast and everywhere in between, offering what we think is the best water cooler buzz in the business. And you always have a chance to chime in on this show. You know the digits. It's a free call. I know you can call all those other radio shows and they're free too, but it sounds good, doesn't it? Remember, keep these digits handy, 800-259-5791. And I have to tell you that I am broadcasting live from my childhood home in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. And in New Jersey, the governor, Chris Christie, declared a state of emergency. Because the idea is, hey, if we've got to call up the National Guard, we're going to be able to do this. So that happened a day ago. He wanted to make sure that all of the money was available and all the resources were there if need be. And there is flooding in parts of New Jersey, but that's not the worst hit. In Rhode Island, you had crews that were using sandbags, and also they had to even resort to the granite blocks to shore up a dam in West Warwick that was at the risk of breaking because of the heavy rain that they had. I think one of the worst places that was hit probably was Boston. They also went to the sandbags, and they flooded those sandbags around the entrance to a subway station right near Fenway Park as the river rose and was really threatening that station and all around there. And the Massachusetts Port Authority said, man, the weather was causing massive delays and cancellations at Logan International Airport. And because you have a lot of those low-lying roads and highway ramps in Massachusetts that were just flat-out closed. And the rain kind of tapered off in New York a little bit on Monday morning, but it got worse in New England. But an interesting thing, for all of you New Yorkers listening to us, for all the people in Connecticut that listen, and I know that you commute into the city, you know, that storm there was so bad, it was a near record number of 911 calls in that city. They experienced the second highest volume, can you believe, of calls ever made? I didn't know it was that bad. They got almost 65,000 calls between 11 o'clock on Friday and 11 p.m. on Saturday. Do you know that was second only to the calls they got during the 2003 blackout? And I have to say, in flying from our satellite studio in Dallas, going back east, I was part of those delays. I was delayed once everybody got on the plane for an hour because of the problems in New York and what they were calling it, float traffic into Philadelphia, and then the problems in Boston as well. I can't complain. I mean, listen, the worst ever I've experienced. I've experienced 2.5 hours on the tarmac. So 1 hour very early in the morning I can deal with. And sadly, with the flooding of the roadways, the knocking out of power, the trees that fell down, like I said, Boston hit really, really hard. They're saying now at least 9 people died from the storm and 500,000 people without electricity. And that was in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut at the peak of the storm. And So I got to see a little bit of the tail end of that. I mean, I pretty much had to use a rowboat to get into my mother's house, you know, with the luggage. I could have used the brawn of our technical extraordinaire man, Matt Johnson, lifting that luggage for me. It would have helped, you know. So Obama wasn't anywhere near any of the storm stuff, but it's a storm of a different kind. We all know that's been going on across the nation, both with Republicans and the Democrats, when it comes to health care reform and what's ultimately going to happen. We keep hearing about these false deadlines. Now the end of this week is supposed to be a deadline and the confidence is high and all that sort of stuff. So here's what the Prez had to say today.
I'm here because of the countless others who've been forced to face the most terrifying challenges in their lives with the added burden of medical bills they can't pay. I don't think that's right. Neither do you. That's why we need health insurance right now. Health insurance reform right now. I'm here because that is not the America I believe in. I believe it's time to give you, the American people, more control over your own health insurance. Within the first year of signing health care reform, thousands of uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions will be able to purchase health insurance for the first time in their lives or the first time since they got sick. This year, insurance companies will be banned forever from denying coverage to children with pre-existing conditions, so parents can have a little bit of security. This year, under this legislation, insurance companies will be banned from dropping your coverage when you get sick. Those practices would end. With this reform package, all new insurance plans would be required to offer free preventive care to their customers starting this year. So free checkups to catch preventable diseases on the front end. That's a smart thing to do.
All right, so we're talking about 2,700 pages. That's pretty much where we're at with this bill. Somebody asked me this the other day, hey, Kate, if this thing kicks in, what's the deal? How long does it take to go into effect? Now, that's the other part of this. If it were to even happen, it would take at least a chunk of a decade to rewrite the manuals, basically, for doctors, consumers, employers, insurance companies themselves. And then, of course, the big explanation and coverage comes in 4 years because you have more than 30 million people who would sign up, mostly getting tax credits. We talked about this in a previous show, to help pay for the premiums. So well after President Obama would leave office, if he's reelected, and you'd be talking 2017 for everything to be ironed out. And, you know, we say this all the time. I mean, look, with the medical costs, with the aging population, with the squeezing because of all the spending and the high deficit, look at the federal budget. I mean, there's a lot of choices that people who want to be reelected are going to have to make. They don't want to make them, and that's part of the problem. Coming up on the flip side, as promised, in our green room, the CEO of PicNation.com. Stay with us, everybody.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
So many of us love, love, love this time of year because we're hysterical about hoops and the idea that we have a chance to bet on hoops, let's be honest about it, with a big dance. I mean, really, honestly, I've worked in so many different places, and every place I've worked, I don't think, I can honestly say this, every place I've worked, whether it was media or something else, they've had, somebody has had a bracket. Somebody has been in charge of organizing the bracket. So a lot of people follow what's going on with the big dance. We thought it'd be fun to have our pal Steve Budin on. He's, of course, the CEO of PickNation.com. You got to check it out, boy. They got some great handicappers on that site, I'm telling you. If you do anything with the tournament brackets, they've really picked it apart for sure. Hey, Steve, thanks for hanging with us here on ATN.
It's great to be back.
Hey, this, just to put it in perspective, I said like 58 million is wagered in these pools, but it actually might even be higher than that now that I sit and think about it. I mean, it's a lot of money.
Yeah, we have close to 100 million. It's about the same amount that's bet on the Super Bowl.
And do you think it's just because, geez, we just all love college basketball?
I think what happens is that right after the Super Bowl, gamblers fall asleep like me after a big meal. And they kind of wake up right around now, and they start to really get pumped up because the loss of football, they're finally over. It's like that ex-girlfriend that you don't really get over her until that pretty girl walks in the room and you go, oh, my God, and you forget all about her. Well, that's right. What happens with the dance. I mean, when the tournament comes around, gamblers come out of the woodworks, and not only that, even the little guy, just the office guy, gets a chance to fill out a bracket and take a shot at some dollars, even though he's not a gambler, so to speak. He wouldn't gamble during the season, but all of a sudden he comes out. He's not going to bet the games all the way along. He's just going to fill out his bracket, you know, fill out his lottery ticket and try to cash a big ticket.
Yeah. Did you think there was did you think there's any big surprises going into this year?
It's funny. There's a couple of tips that I just scratched some notes down that I wanted to tell your listeners. And one of them is, you know, you can't always, you know, try to come up with a surprise. It's not a pick six at the racetrack. You're not trying to knock out your buddy. You're trying to advance as many teams through the rounds as possible. I do have a little bit of a dark horse this year. I've got Louisville going all the way to the Final Four and actually losing to Kentucky in the Final Four.
Wow.
But yeah, I think Louisville defeats Duke. And for the first time, actually 10 in the last 12 years, Duke has been in the Sweet 16. I think this time, no Duke in the Sweet 16. So that's news, and you're breaking it right here, right now.
All right, no Duke. Buden says no Duke.
You always got to say goodbye to a number one. By the way, another tip is, you know, and this is a sure thing, you know, you advance all the ones and twos through the first round. I mean, in the last 100 games, there are 100-0. So, I mean, you know that all your ones and twos are going forward. So, you know, don't try to come up with anything crazy there. That's not where you'll find your surprise.
Right, so if that's not where you're going to find the surprise, you're looking a little bit further in then, right?
Absolutely. And that's why I've come, and that's why my surprise is Louisville.
Right.
You know, because everyone will probably have Duke, you know, advancing to the Sweet 16.
Yeah. With $100 million wagered, as you said, I love the way you put that. It's true. It's that hangover you have from missing pro football, and then you finally, boom, March Madness comes, and that's the prettiest woman in the door, absolutely. So
right. In
watching this, I mean, do you find this, especially with, you know, with your company, do you find that you're getting massive, you can just hear the click-throughs? I mean, people are just looking for any angle, any edge.
Right, well, we know exactly. We get about 65% of what we get in football season. And football season, you have to realize, any gambler who's a gambler is gambling on football. No one skips football season and then goes, you know what, let me get involved in a little college basketball. If you're a gambler, you're betting football. And 65% of those gamblers, 1 out of 10 Americans are going to fill out a bracket, and about 65% of all gamblers are going to bet. It's big. It's huge. There's no, you know, we're going to try to build a bankroll now, you know, to carry us through, you know, baseball, which, you know, at baseball, if we get to baseball, you got about 25% interest. Very few people can stomach it, which is odd because gambling-wise, it's our most profitable venture.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, you
know, because
a...
you're laying less juice.
Yeah, absolutely. You wrote a book that I just went back and looked at that was made me just laugh my head off. Bets, Drugs, and Rock and Roll, right? And in that book you talk about, and I wondered about this because I've seen some pretty famous people when I lived in Vegas lay down a lot of dough on a lot of different sports. They just wanted the juice. They wanted the action, and they wanted
that
thrill. Yeah, they're action junkies. And you talk about Jaromir Jagr as being somebody who is just an incredible gambler. But he's not the only one. I mean, he's not the only one that attained a certain level of success like he did on the ice. There's something about that, and you really delved into that world. Do you think it's just that action thing, like you said?
Well, I think it's a couple of things at play. Number one, it's to the competitive nature. We saw with Michael Jordan. These guys who are at the top of their games, they need something. They need the yang for their yin. They need something to lose at. You know, Charles Barkley achieved everything. Why would he lose a couple of $100,000 playing blackjack at Caesars? He needs it. He needs it. Without the bad, there is no good. Can't just always win at everything. That's no fun. Believe me. So, I mean, if that was the case, there'd be no gamblers, because 90% of gamblers will lose at the end of the year. But the fact is that, you know, it's not about winning or losing. It's about the competitive nature of people and, yeah, having action on a game. Once you bet $50, and by the way, the average bet on the internet on a sporting event is about $15. That's 1-5. So that's like the cost of a movie these days. So it's really become affordable entertainment. Once you have action on a game, very hard to watch a game ever again without action on it. Trust me. And for Yammer, the funny thing about it was he never won. I mean, he never won for a week. I don't even remember him winning for a two-day stretch. I never paid him in the 2 years that he bet with my establishment. And a lot of people, you know, and by the way, you can read Chapter 1 for free on PickNation.com. If you go and click on Steve Budin, I have it right there for you to download easy, and everyone will love it. But with Yammer, you know, I think for him, and a lot of people got down on me, you know, saying, oh, why you're ratting out Yammer, but that story was out months and months before I ever wrote the book, so it was in newspapers and written about. They had talked about him betting offshore. I was just pretty much telling everybody when they said offshore, they meant with me. And Yammer, I don't think in the 2 years that he bet with my establishment ever wrote me a check. I mean, I don't ever wrote him a check. He always sent me the wire at the end of the week or the end of the month whenever we were collecting. So, I mean, here's a guy who never won yet never stopped gambling. So,
yeah,
you know, he made a pretty penny in his day job, though.
Yeah, he made a great living in his day job.
He didn't bet any kind of amount that would ruffle that. He bet about $20,000 a game, which is still a lot of money.
Right, absolutely. Hey, we only have a couple of minutes left, but, you know, now there's been this discussion, you know, gambling in some circles is, ooh, the evil, just evil to gamble.
Right.
And like you said, look, most people are, with through the internet even, just making $15 bet on a game or getting some action that way. Do you think we'll ever see any form of more legalized gambling, not just Vegas or Atlantic City, that kind of stuff, more
right.
legalized gambling?
Well, we are seeing it. We're seeing it in places like Delaware, which just started to take sports bets at their racetracks, you know, and also we're seeing it in the non-prosecution of bettors who bet over the internet. The internet now, look at this poker industry. You go on and you see guys like Phil Ivey and Chris Moneymaker pushing, you know, Full Tilt Poker and all these different poker sites that, I mean, they're as illegal as any other gambling internet site. No one's doing anything about it. Well, sometimes when you don't do anything about it, the message you're sending is it's okay to do it. And certainly if I'm a gambler sitting anywhere in the U.S., I've got to say to myself, hey, for $20 on the internet, I don't remember anyone ever getting arrested for doing that. And the answer is no one ever has, and probably nobody ever will. This government in place right now just doesn't seem interested. They've got their hands full, you know, trying to help out all the sick people.
Yeah, no kidding. Steve Budin, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much, buddy.
You got it anytime.
All right, he's an interesting cat, CEO of PickNation.com. And seriously, that book is a hilarious, hilarious read. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to talk about this video voyeur getting 2.5 years. What did he do? He spied on a famous sports lady. We'll give you all the scoop on it coming up around the bend.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
We're going to go to the headers, headlines, things making news across the U.S. But before we do that, I have to vent my spleen a little bit. And because I know all of you can relate to poor service and things that happen, I find myself in the same situation as many of you do. So this is the second for me to unload. In fact, we're going to get the dungeon ready. You know, with the way things operate today with technology, you can do a thing where you bundle, because of course you have to have internet service and you have your phone service and you have your landline service. So needless to say, I am a subscriber to AT&T, let's say, and my phone service was switched over. Like many of you can relate to, a bill was paid and it went to, they had it somehow in a wrong department because they separated services. So I called up and I was friendly and talked to the person, gave them all the information. Oh, they went through all the rigmarole. They found all my information. Everything was great. It's handled. It's taken care of. Here's your confirmation code. And lo and behold, I got a notice. We need you to pay this. A couple weeks later, I called up, talked to a different person, gave them the confirmation code, went through the rigmarole. Oh, I'm terribly sorry this happened to you. Oh, you're such a valued customer at AT&T. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Happened again a couple weeks later. Same thing. I said, listen, this is now going on 4 hours of conversations, of being on hold, of finding the records, of everything else. I'm a nice person, but I'm beyond nice at this point, and I might just switch the service. Oh, no, 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 no. So lo and behold, my phone service was cut off, just so you know. And I know you can relate to that. And they'll clear it up, I'm sure, after another hour conversation with them on the phone. Anybody out there have a similar problem happen to them? Matt, I know you and I have talked about this on the air. It's that, I don't know if it's customer service or lack of people paying attention or people being overworked, frankly, because so many people are out of work and they're expecting, in many companies, people to do the work of 3 and 4 people. I think in some cases that's what happens. But you had a similar thing happen with you and the phone, right?
Well, I've had problems with cell phone companies, and the company I have the most anger towards would be Comcast, my cable and internet provider, because I don't know if it's they just have such a monopoly and they feel like they can just do whatever they want to people or what it is, but it seems like at least once a month, I have to call up and yell at somebody about something going on with my service, because it's either, you know, the internet all of a sudden is down, or, hey, all of a sudden, like, half the channels are missing from my cable package. And we've had so many free things handed to us, because if they come out more than once for the same problem, they're supposed to reimburse you somehow. And we've called and had people come out multiple times, and it keeps getting screwed up, so I've got all these additions that I never even dreamed of having, and I don't pay for them, but it's still like, how about you just make it work how it's supposed to, and then I won't have to keep calling all the time, because I think that's the most irritating thing, is wasting your time talking to somebody in customer service. And you're right, because it's not the person's fault that you're talking to.
Absolutely.
Well, at least normally it's not, but every once in a while.
When you pass along three times and they say they've changed it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I've had problems with cell phone companies, too, about, I can't remember what the last thing was. Oh, my phone wasn't working, and I kept on trying to get, like, an upgraded phone, but then I jumped through all these hoops to do it, and it's always a hassle.
It's always a hassle, and not, because I know everybody can relate. I mean, eventually it'll be taken care of, but it will be a chunk of 5 hours out of my life, at least.
And you can't get that time back.
I can't get that time back, and precious moments here on the planet Earth when we could be exposing criminals and doing other things. We are on the phone line because we have to have our phone. What are we going to do? It's the only way we can communicate.
You've got to get like half your bill reduced or something like that.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. In my case, because I was told over and over again, here's the confirmation code. And even in the last time I talked to someone, boy, they were trying so hard to talk me into, you know, we do TV too. And I'm like, oh, please, I need a cooling off period. That's what I said. I need a cooling off period with you people, because you have put me through so much in the past month and a half. I'm sorry I switched my service. I shouldn't have switched the service. You talked me into it. It was great until you messed up the bill. And now it's just this constant rigmarole of these conversations. And I even said to every time I got a fresh person, I would say, gosh, I'm sorry to put you through this. But then, obviously, they didn't follow through on their end.
Right.
Or somebody they handed it off to.
You
got to
get their name, though. You get their name.
I have. I did the last time. I've got their ID for the last time.
Properly direct your anger to the person whose fault it is.
Well, okay, for everybody, this is for everybody in America who's frustrated about some little piddly thing when there's so many other serious things that people are dealing with, but you just have to unload for all of you that have had problems with the phone companies, if it's my nightmare relationship with AT&T, sadly, or it's Matt's with Comcast, and you have a similar thing, let's throw them all in the dungeon right now.
Oh, no. We woke up the mama.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Ha ha ha!
it's bad. You did wake up the mama. All right, let's hit the headers, and that means we're going to check the headlines across America. The Arizona Republic, Mexico seeking answers in wake of latest killings. Mexico's president tries to show resolve in Juarez days after the killing of three people linked to the U.S. consulate there, and that's what that's about. Then there is, and you know all about the stories we've discussed, 911 officials fear budget cuts will endanger public safety. Ooh, that's sad. They're saying that they're facing cuts, and Arizona has a terrible budget mess. So there's a good chance that the system, they have a great response time and all that sort of stuff. And it's been in place for in Maricopa County for 25 years, a 25-year-old system. But they're saying they sliced the amount of funding in the Emergency System Improvement Fund by nearly half, as they were working to try to cut down $1.1 billion from the 2011 budget, and they think there's going to be more to come. So they're concerned emergency 911 calls from landlines and cell phones will go through as usual, regardless of what happens, but they're afraid it's going to be fully depleted. So that means tracing cell phone calls from remote areas when something's happening to someone, or when 911 dispatchers get overwhelmed trying to locate callers. Ooh, that sounds like a nightmare to me. And you just heard what I was talking about earlier in New York, how huge that the 911 calls were in the emergency situation with people. And isn't that, you know, isn't that awful for those people in Arizona if they're going to have to go through it? They're obviously concerned. So maybe they'll find some ways to come up with some money to help support that system. Oof. Okay, this one from Denver, the Denver Post. That's a good newspaper. I used to read that newspaper a lot. They have a good sports section, and just in general, their news section is good. Okay, they've got ski areas setback sends chills. That's the headline. And they say that what's happening is that in looking at it, what they're talking about is the snowy roads that lead up to some of these ski resorts. And, you know, if you've ever been to Colorado, my gosh, some of the most breathtaking mountains, some of the best skiing that you can ever imagine. I mean, you know, you want to talk about getting away from it all. And so what they're saying is in the case of Crested Butte, it's to get up there, it's such a steep mountain that they've spent about 4 years and about $2 million to try to expand the ski area. But then, 4 months ago, the U.S. Forest Service decided they opposed those lift-serve skiing on this one mountain. It's called Snodgrass Mountain. And so they've had all these reviews and decades of going back and forth. And originally the Forest Service supported the lift, and it served that area well, and now they're in this huge battle with the Forest Service and the resorts, and it's pretty ugly for the people who are trying to run it and the amount of money that they've spent. And it's interesting, I didn't even realize this in reading this little article, that there's a thing called the National Ski Areas Association, and they represent about 332 American ski hills. And 135 of those use federal land. So now there's this debate going back and forth that some of those areas might be turned upside down. Perhaps some of the places where you were listening to me and you are skiing, enjoying some skiing somewhere, there may be a battle brewing in the background that you just were not aware of. Speaking of frustrations, boy, they had to be frustrated on that one. And we're going to leave you this one from the Baltimore Sun. The Baltimore Sun says authorities investigate threatening letters sent to City Hall and the courthouse. And the headline pretty much spells out what they're saying, that police are looking at threatening letters. Some had bullets or even white powder, and they're showing up at the courthouse or showing up at City Hall. They had to evacuate City Hall for about 40 minutes. On Monday, a clerk opened a letter that had white powder, and police determined that it was harmless, and that's the good news there. Coming up on the flip side, we have birthdays, news you can't abuse, and this day in history. Hang with us.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
RFID chips are becoming more and more common. Right now, there are hundreds of millions of new credit cards and passports that contain these tiny radios. How can you keep them from transmitting your information? Turn them off with ID Stronghold. Secure wallets and secure sleeves from ID Stronghold will block these radio signals. Visit IDStronghold.com or call 800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770. IDStronghold.com. Protect your information.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Birthdays to celebrate, including one of your favorite Chips officers. In fact, if you were paying as close attention to America Tonight, Matt mentioned his name the other day. Ooh, that's a big fat hint. Don't forget, coming up on our next show, third hour, Nail the Score. All you guys listening to us, cruising back from the plant in Georgetown, Kentucky, everybody else mixed up in between, it'll be a whole lot of fun. We'll have two games. You can pick from the two games, and we'll see what the computer rolls out. Your chance to nail the score. Somebody's done the hoops thing in the past. It's been probably 4 years, but you have a chance to also add your name to the list. And we have great prizes. Those prizes are still sitting there. And I'd love for somebody to win them and take them off my hands. And then the bragging rights. I think the bragging rights are better. It's cool. It's cool to win. I don't care what you win. Matt, have you ever won anything?
Like in a drawing?
Anything. Just anything. Like, just something that, I don't care if you want a stuffed animal on the boardwalk, because
I know there was a raffle that my parents entered my name in when I was like one or two, and I won a 20-speed bike that my dad ended up using. But I was
really?
Like 2 years old at the time, yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. That's my main winning memory, I guess.
Yeah, this has probably been 8 months or so, but I won a racket, a really nice tennis racket for my nephew. I was at It was one of those Susan Komen things. It was Rally for the Cure or something. And, you know, it's the raffle ticket thing, and they called my name out. I was excited for my nephew, and it was a great cause anyway. So, but that was kind of cool. It is kind of cool to have that random drawing. It used to be the big thing people would do. They would go someplace, and they would even raffle off, like, they'd have door prizes, and they'd raffle off the even his crazy centerpieces. All right, time for a little news you can abuse. How about this from New York? Rubbing shoulders with naked strangers in the name of art. Check it out. A new exhibit at the Museum of Modern Art in New York City has two nude performers standing inches away. Museum visitors wanting to go through a narrow doorway have to squeeze past the nude models. For some, it's a little close for comfort. The display is actually part of an exhibit showcasing work by Yugoslavian-born performance artist Marijana Abramović. Sometimes the nudes are the same sex, other times it's the opposite sex. It just depends when you go. They aren't the only live nudes on display. Abramović's exhibit also has a nude performer lying under a skeleton and a naked woman on a bicycle. Woo! And this is at the Museum of Modern Art. They like to shake things up every once in a while, so that's probably shaking up some of the visitors. From Spokane, Washington, police say that they came across a bra that was padded with nearly $26,000. Lukeisha Harris is one of three people in the Seattle area busted in connection with a fraud investigation. The sheriff's department, Dave Reagan, says guards searched the 6-foot-tall, 400-pound Harris at the Spokane County Jail. He added the guards found near $26,000 in her bra, along with bank receipts. Harris and two others were arrested when a bank worker said they tried to get cash with a stolen credit card. Woo! Iowa City, Iowa. The guy charged with eating the pot is no teenager. Iowa police accused 77-year-old Howard Switzer of trying to swallow the evidence. They picked Switzer up on traffic charges in January. They say while Switzer was in the back of seat of a patrol car, he pulled his stash from his coat pocket and swallowed most of it. He was busted last week on a warrant related to the pot case and later released without bail. The police say the senior citizen has two previous pot convictions. Whoops. And we go to Nebraska. Too drunk to be sentenced for drunk driving. That's rough. Authorities in Sarpy County, Nebraska say that's what happened when Jason Botas showed up at the courthouse for his sentencing hearing. Deputies had to help him out of the car driven by his father. That's not a good way to show up. He was arrested in the parking lot, couldn't go to his hearing, so the judge issued a warrant. Now Botas faces even more jail time. Ooh, that's just kind of sad there. Muskegon, Michigan. Cheryl Oliver says she could use a good laugh. That's why she's a certified laughter yoga teacher. That'd be kind of hard. The Michigan civil environmental engineer is very serious on the job, but she says it's almost a sin to laugh at work, so she turned to laughter yoga for some laughter yoga, easy for me to say, for something to lighten the mood, the relief. She told the local paper that laughing leads to sort of a runner's high. I would agree. She leads a class in laughter yoga. She says it starts with breathing exercises, leads to side splitting, rolling on the floor laughter. How do they finish their exercises if they're cracking up the entire time? And finally, for news you can abuse, from Mason, Wisconsin, Joe Kutish doesn't have to go to Paris to see Notre Dame Cathedral. He has one in his home. The retired railroad man has built a model of Notre Dame out of matchsticks, but he's not sure what he'll do with it. He tells a local paper he'd like to donate it. He doesn't know where. He's already built everything from a pirate ship to a steam locomotive out of matchsticks. He adds the projects keep him happy and occupied. Ooh, that probably, it's got a matchsticks. It has to take him a long time, I would think, to complete that. But good for him if it makes him happy. Let's roll back into history. Some of these events you will remember if we go back on this day in history. A couple of interesting moments would include the fact that on March 16th, whew, time flies, the comedy team of Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin kind of were born. And, you know, the whole Dean Martin was the suave romantic and Jerry Lewis was the crazy nutty guy, probably the best way to put it. And the first My Friend Irma, which was the something they performed together, premiered at a New York theater, and it was Martin and Lewis in person. They ended up making a whole bunch of films. If you like to go back through the classics and rent stuff, it's called That's My Boys. One of them, The Caddy, was a very big one for Jerry Lewis. For sure, a lot of people recognized his name with that, and they went on to be... They ended up splitting up. They ended up being an incredible duo for quite some time. In 1882, the U.S. Senate approved a treaty allowing the United States to join the Red Cross. In 1915, the Federal Trade Commission began operation. The U.S. government appointed five commissioners to receive $10,000 each year to regulate commerce and forbid unlawful trade. Where is that all gone? 1942, Fats Waller recorded the Jitterbug Waltz in New York for Bluebird Records. In 1955, The Ballad of Davy Crockett, how many of you have heard that by Bill Hayes, reached the number one spot on the pop charts, stayed there for 5 weeks, beginning on this day. And in 1963, Peter, Paul, and Mary released the single that went on to elicit a lot of conversation, Puff the Magic Dragon. Uh-huh. Also, Paul Horning, The Golden Boy, and Alex Karras in 1964, the guys who punched out a horse in the movie Blazing Saddles, were reinstated to the NFL after an 11-month suspension for betting on football games. In 1985, People magazine listed the top 57 money-making showbiz stars. You know what it was? At the top, Paul McCartney, the former Beatle. He was the leader of Wings, member of the music group, and his music empire was said to be worth $500 million. Bob Hope made the list, too. He was worth, at the time in 1985, $200 million. Woo! All right, we got some famous birthdays to get to. Can we have some music, please?
I need birthday singers! Come on, people! We need birthday singers!
All right, let's work backwards. Jerry Lewis, I was just talking about him. He is 84 years old, comedian, actor, muscular dystrophy, all the great work he does for those people with his telethon forever and ever. Eric Estrada. So Jerry Lewis is 84. Eric Estrada is 61. Remember, he was the officer. Sweet. Is Matt Johnson not the best? Chips Man, yeah. I'd like to be pulled over by him back in the day, I guess. Flavor Flav, 51. Kevin Todd Smith, 47. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at America Tonight.